With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, sometimes we get really cool guests in studio, and that's what we have going on right now, because season two of the FX show Snowfall, which was a huge hit with the G-Bag Nation, that's one of their favorite shows, and we were mixing with those guys. Both Gavin and Kavanaugh were giving it the huge thumbs up. We have two folks from that show joining us in studio. It is the star of the show, Damson Idris, and the show's creator, Dave Andron. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Very, very good. Man. Happy to be in Dallas for the first time.
Okay, now, Damson, I'm hearing your accent. That does not sound like you're from South Central Los Angeles. What is this accent we got going here?
I am from Peckham, London.
All right.
Yes.
What we're just, is that close to, is that, what is that, like a suburb of London, or how does that work?
Oh, it's not a suburb.
Okay.
It's basically the South Central equivalent of London, basically.
All right.
Yeah, so it's the hood.
It's the hood of
London. Oh, really?
London. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I am amazed, and I know I've watched some of your other interviews, and everybody's always asking you about your accent, so I apologize for that, but to me, it shows an extra level of acting chops to be able to do that, because watching highlights from the show, I never would have once thought you were British in any way.
Thank God.
And so, like, yeah, I'm like, dude, so, like, for example, like, and I've seen you do this in some interviews, yes. Like, would you indulge us in some?
I mean, you got to watch the show, man.
Nice.
That's crazy. Really, okay, and yeah, I've heard you talk about this, too. What were the harder words to learn to say?
Oh, there was one word. What was it? Shattered. I don't know why it seems so.
Wait, say it again.
Shattered.
Wait, so when you're saying that right now, are you saying it in your British accent, or are you saying that in your Los Angeles accent? Right? I think you were somewhere in between. I felt like it was that one word was a different accent.
Exactly.
All of a
sudden. So then I just straight up was just like, it broke.
Right,
okay.
Yeah. Go with a different word.
So Skin is our resident, accent guy. He can do any accent. And so what I'd like to do is have Skin do a British accent versus you doing a Texans accent. Now, Texans, we're from the South.
All right, Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey, okay. Exactly. Okay. So let's have a showdown here. Do you guys mind? And let's see, we'll just give each other a little taste.
Well, I you know.
Do you want to go first?
He's coming on my home floor, so I'd like for him to go first.
Would you go first? You give a Southern Texan accent.
All right, man. So, you know, I'm just here in the studio right now, you know, just kind of kicking back with Skin.
It's pretty good.
I got a caramel latte.
Right.
That's good.
Real nice. Kind of hot. It's hot outside, but I like it.
That's good.
Okay, there you go. That's good.
All right. I don't want to intimidate you, but what part of the United Kingdom would you like me to do?
Wow.
Yeah. That's how he rolls.
I would like a Cockney accent, please.
Oh, matey, all right. I've been sailing the seven seas, I have. Who wants me to serve up some shrimp on the barbie?
Oh, my Lord.
Right? Was that dead on?
That was brilliant.
Yeah,
that was very good. You were right there, mate. Like, right. You was right in them streets, mate.
All right. I got a question for you, Dave, because you are so I don't even know if you know this. Today is the anniversary of Boys in the Hood.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Wow.
And you guys are involved in doing this show.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and typecast you. You're not from South Central Los Angeles, are you?
I did grow up in Los Angeles. I did not grow up in South Central. Was it the white? White that gave it away?
Absolutely.
I get that all the time.
Your fashion sense is not South Central. But you're working with John Singleton, the guy who brought Boys in the Hood all over America.
That is right.
So how'd you get the show going? How'd you sell it to John? How'd you guys get it on the air?
You know, I'll give all credit. There was actually another guy before me, a guy named Eric Amadio, and he had the original idea. He and John got paired up. They had it at Showtime for a minute. It landed at FX. I had been on a show called Justified.
Oh, yeah.
For 6 years before that. So I was in the FX family. So FX called and said, we've got this script. We love this thing. These guys haven't done TV. It needs some work. We got John. And I read the script and was like, oh.
I want to throw something out here right quick. So one of our old friends on the show is Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
And we've known him for a long time.
Sure.
And he had the worst accent on your show.
Yeah. Speaking of accents. Yeah.
He could not pull that off.
You know, and we did, because you get it's offer only, right? And we thought, you know, he'd be great for it. He's so different and whatever. He showed up and we were like, oh, right. The guy is New York as New York has ever been New York. And it was not. We saw some dailies and we were like,
Oh, no.
And I thought Rap was the greatest. He's such a great guy to be
He's
around.
Awesome dude.
He'd do great. But yeah, that accent, we caught some heat. Caught a little Dallas summertime heat.
So the show, Snowfall, is basically about how crack began, South Central LA, going into the second season.
Yep.
And what I'm curious about is, you know, when you're casting this role, how did you guys decide that, okay, this guy is British,
right.
but, you know, nobody embodies South Central LA like this young gentleman from England, so from London. So how did this happen?
You know, we got a tape, and I think the smart thing they did was we got the tape, and we didn't initially know he was from London.
Oh yeah,
so you get the tape.
It was that
and
good.
The accent was the accent wasn't spot on, but he was pretty dialed in.
I mean, that was brilliant.
He was okay. We're trying to keep his head in check. It's growing
right.
by the minute. But you watch it and you're like, oh, this guy has charisma for days and he's so good. And then you hear he's from London. But that actually was it was a sticking point.
Mm-hmm.
And John, to his credit, was like, look, this is a show about South Central. Like, I want to cast a guy from London. And we went back and forth and we saw a lot of people and we brought him out. And eventually the smell test really was when he took you down to South Central.
Yeah. He had me meet up with him in South Central. And I was told to be Franklin Saint, be American all day, dress like Franklin. And I'm walking with John Singleton down South Central, and there's like, you know, there's crackheads and, you know, there's people. And it was full on, man. But I was doing a good job. And then his mum shows up. And then I said something in an American accent, but it was a British term. I was like, oh, man, how lovely your hair looks today. And she was like, he ain't from here, huh?
Lovely.
I was like, I've blown it. I've definitely blown it now. Yeah, but
it may have actually just been the kindness.
Yeah,
right.
He's far too great. He ain't from here.
Okay, so people always sort of conflate the culture of South Central Los Angeles with rap music, and the reason being is because most of that was brought to the rest of America from the West through rap music, through you know N.W.A. and Ice-T and all this, that, and the other. But I'm so interested from afar, my understanding of what the London scene is like musically.
Yeah.
It's way different.
Yeah.
And especially just like even the quote unquote rap music is way mm-hmm. different. It's more of like a drum and bass thing.
Yeah,
and
I was on the street and I was rolling, I was doing this. And you're just like, yeah, were you? But there's definitely a mix now. There's definitely a lot of UK artists who are being influenced by Americans. I mean, we've been Americanized for so long. It's one of the reasons why a Brit actor could do an American accent without never going to America. Gigs, Skepta, Nines, Santa and Dave. And these are all people that are working with the likes of Drake and
mm-hmm.
and Future and huge artists. So yeah, I love the music scene. I think it's really exciting.
I got to know about you. You love Kendrick Lamar, right? That's your guy?
The best in the world.
Why?
But
because I met him.
Okay, now you got to tell this story.
Okay, so we were in Philly, Dave's place. You know, Dave. What, you were born in Philly, right?
No, I was born in L.A., grew up 10 years there, and then when I was 10,
you just support the Eagles
Philly.
For no reason?
Yo, man, I told you not to bring that up in Dallas.
Yeah, sorry about
you
that.
You won't be able to change the station. Tell the story. Tell the story. Tell me about how we were on the treadmill with Kendrick.
Remember oh, my gosh. So I go to this gym in Philly, and
We're at the Ritz, and it's like mid-afternoon, and mm-hmm. you go in.
And there's Kendrick Lamar, and he's sprinting on a treadmill.
Well, it's this tiny gym, and like eight dudes roll in, and you're just like, what is happening? And they all get on a machine, they take over like the whole thing, and you're like looking at these people, you're like, who are these guys?
I melt.
You're staring, and you're like, that's Kendrick Lamar's right on there.
I melted into the ground and just stared at him running. I assessed his technique. I said, I'm going to run like that. But yeah, you know, I mustered up the courage and I went up to him and I sold him the show. You know, I literally sold him the show as if I wanted him on it.
Has the show aired yet?
Which we
or?
Did.
No. Yes.
Yeah, I think one or two episodes might have aired. It was later in the tour. We were still promoting it, but they had aired a few episodes.
What was beautiful was his whole entourage had seen the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but of course, being Kendrick Lamar, being in a studio for maybe 23 hours a day, he probably doesn't have time to watch TV.
But I'm sure it's interesting to him because he's from South Central and he met Dre when he was like 10 years old and all this sort of stuff. So
exactly. I'm really interested to run into him again and kind of put it on him a lot harder. Like, hey, have you seen the show yet, bro?
Yeah.
I mean, he would be such a huge champion of the show, I'm sure.
I would bet. How do you like Dallas? Have you been here long? Like a day or how long have you been here?
One day. We went to get some. You guys like barbecue?
Yeah.
I had barbecue and cornflakes, a cereal yesterday. but we got this quesadilla yesterday, which is amazing.
Okay, so is it true that you are the youngest of six?
I am.
Siblings, and they are all professionals, they're lawyers or whatever, accountants or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, so when you come down the pike, obviously some great parents making sure that you guys are taking care of business. Great mom. And you come along and say, I want to be an actor.
They slap me across the face and say, shut up.
Right.
No, it's literally, I mean, when you're the youngest of six and the first was like in business and then one's a lawyer and then one's like a project manager, I could have been a prostitute and they would have been like, go for it. Right. Yeah, because
mission
like we've ticked every box. Yeah.
Right.
So they're really just so proud of me. And at the same time, they really supported me with football. I was playing football up until like 20 years old. And, you know, it didn't work out. I lied and said I got a knee injury. My knees are fine. I just wasn't good enough.
Wow, I didn't know that was a lie this whole time. I thought you were your knee.
So, yeah, I got this really bad knee injury. And then,
But,
yeah, when I said I wanted to be an actor, my mom loves this TV show. It's like a soap in London. It's kind of the equivalent of Bold and Beautiful. It's called EastEnders. It's like a daytime TV show. And she'd always say, yeah, man, you need to get on EastEnders. And then I was like, Mom, I booked this huge Hollywood TV show. It's called Snowfall. It's about the beginnings of the crack cocaine epidemic. She's like, yeah, but it's not EastEnders, is it? But yeah, she's really, really happy and proud of me. And yeah, she comes to all my premieres and stuff.
So Dave, I had a question for you because I'm fascinated by the world of like TV writing and producing, all of it. Like it's amazing. But I would also imagine when you're in that world, you probably, I'm guessing, don't have a lot of time to watch a lot of other things. Like we're kind of in the golden age of TV. You mentioned Justified, which is an excellent show.
Appreciate that.
But like, what are some of the influence you had when you were kind of writing a drama? Because it's kind of a balance out, you know, ideas that you have, but you also see a lot of other ideas, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, when I kind of came in the mid-2000s, when I kind of moved out there and started writing, that was kind of the first part of that golden, where you had The Wire, The Sopranos, and Breaking Bad, and Mad Men was starting, and you kind of had all these amazing touchstones to go on, and now it's exploded. You know, Landgraf calls it the peak era of PTV, right? There's almost too much stuff to watch, and the production values, like I turned on The Crown, I started watching The Crown, and as somebody who knows the budgets and understand, you're just like, how are they doing this? Like, this is nonsense, but it's amazing. It's incredible the resources that are getting put into it. And then I think now you just get to watch them with awe when you watch Game of Thrones and you watch the stuff they're doing, and it's inspiring and encouraging, and TV's where it's at.
All right, we're going to let you guys do this tag team style. Before we let you go, we want each one of you to make a pitch to our audience, not only why they should tune in next Thursday night for the beginning of season two, but if they haven't, go back and watch season one before next Thursday. We'll start with you, Dave. We'll give you the floor at the end, Damson. But Dave, why should folks watch this show?
I mean, I think people watch this show because it's nothing you've ever seen on TV. You're in the 80s. You're in South Central. We're dealing with the CIA and the role that they played in bringing in drugs. If you haven't been in the world at all, it is messed up and fun and a great ride. And if you watch the first season, you know that we kind of play in a bunch of different worlds. And in the second season, all those worlds collide. And you get to watch these scenes between characters who haven't yet met. And I think it's really satisfying.
Damson, it's more difficult to go second. So because he may have said exactly what you were going to say. So now you've got to go second.
I think the world should watch this show because I'm in it.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Like, hey, you know what?
Mic drop.
In all seriousness, the show we mixed with before, the G-Bag Nation, they come on before us. They all watch the show.
Wow.
And they said their only criticism was that the show needs more Franklin.
Ooh.
They're like, he needs more. Yeah. Legitimately, they said that on the air.
Dave,
they said,
you're hearing this.
So Dave, your thoughts.
We are aware of this issue. We are aware that we have unearthed somehow from Peckham, we have unearthed this movie star with this charisma, which is this incredible gift, and yet anyone else is on the screen. And it's like, yeah, but where's the movie star kid who's incredible?
Right.
That's a good problem to have.
They were talking about the animated turtle, though. That's a really weird show. Hey, thank you guys guys so much. We'll get the word out for you. Thank you for stopping by. Give it up for Damson and Dave, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey. Bless.
It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.